This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Just people.
If I hear "oh" one more time after you missed a shot, I mean, you're going to say "oh" going up and down those stairs until you can't damn stand up. Now, is there anything about that you don't understand? All right, then. We're going to really enjoy listening to you say "oh, oh, 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 oh." I mean, to the point where you can't damn get it out of your mouth anymore.
Coming up, sex, sluts, and ecstasy.
Just people.
Hello?
Hello? Khánh, đây là Khánh, nhận được cuốn sách của Elena ở Don May, Don Vitamin New Year đó Khánh.
Okay, okay, This gentleman was the one who won your tip on Don and Mike, Vietnamese New Year show. You want to say hello to Don and Mike?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy the tape.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he just want to call and thank you for the tape, and he will enjoy your show on WJFK.
Just people.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans... Okay. There is one... I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Then, evidence of roach contamination, mice excrement, fallen tiles.
Those are the things that scare us.
Fox 5's hidden cameras expose health violations in school cafeterias.
I was at a loss for words.
Could your child's school be serving up filth?
Ken Beatrice. WMAL.
There's not much talking you can do today. Just a lot of tight sphincters. A lot of tight sphincters in the Houston area today.
Tito? What the f***, Sal? Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. I was here. It's a joke.
You're a f***.
Watch it, buddy.
You f***. Watch it, cupcake.
Guys, come on. It's okay.
You think so?
Sal, please. It's a f***ing joke.
Right. Sure. Say hi to your wife.
I'm serious. Yeah. Sal, please. Don't say nothing, Sal.
Just people.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic, but scream. Scream for your lives. The tingler is loose in this theater, and if you don't scream, it may kill you. Scream. Scream. Keep screaming. Scream for your lives. It's here.
Look out, it's under the seat!
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's under the seat.
The tingler has been paralyzed by your screaming. There is no more danger. We will now resume the showing of the movie.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
I'm George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of this is just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
In that, let's say your guest and I, he and I, both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Met ourselves, grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, you, if you do that, you grab yourself and,
thank you.
Bye.
Now, there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh, whoops, my phone fell off.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, everybody.
Time travel.
Well, maybe not his strongest effort.
What was the guys that he called? He was flawless.
The guys he called were pretty good. Why?
I think he left his brain in the future.
He's burping. He's a funny one. Here comes your favorite part. You can start the show here.
Takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 and 1 and 5 or out of Sacramento, noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, don't hate me for feeling all light rocky today. I just wanted to pick a song that everyone in the office could agree on.
Right. Even the boss?
Even Gillespie.
Good song, though. Yeah. Hey, good choice. Okay. I love this. What a Fool Believes, my anthem.
I like the Dubious Brothers. This is not the most up-tempo tune in the world, though.
What is your... hey, Don?
Yeah?
What is your favorite Doobie song? Do you have a favorite Doobies song?
Well, of course, Jesus is just all right with me.
I'm a fan of Taking It to the Streets myself. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not throw any water on that black water either. That's a good song.
Let me see. Oh, boy.
Keep on.
The rest of this CD sure do suck.
Let's not forget, listen to the music, their anthem. You know, my God. That's
hold on.
Long Train running pretty good.
That's wonderful, yeah. Okay,
China Grove.
Hold on.
Grove.
Well, whoa. No, I'm not looking at the Doobie Brothers' greatest hits. This is one of our scratched together things that's got all forms of crap on it.
You know, what jackass made that CD?
I don't know. What jackass said to the jackass, hey, why don't you put these jackass songs on the CD? Because you never know when we're going to need Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again.
Oh,
or
The Fortunes.
Bits and Pieces by the Dave Clark Five. Or Dreams by the Cranberries.
A lot of jackassery went into that.
I like Dreams by the Cranberries.
Cranberries are good.
Cranberries Bound.
Makes me think of the old sod when I hear that.
Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
That's a wonderful song.
The Jackson.
By the Kid Toucher.
Well, let's dance, let's shout.
Oh, the whole CD comes out?
Yeah.
Let's start fresh.
Just give me a second.
This won't take long.
I know. Just give me one second.
It's a good thing we haven't started the show yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this would count against us.
Well, the show has started. The only person who's not on the clock.
Oh, that's right. The song is the show started because you played the song.
The only one who's really not on the clock is Rob. And actually, somehow he's talking without his door having opened.
Well, it's because he's eager today.
Okay, let's see. Here are our choices on this one. On disc number 6. God damn.
Is that a song?
Yes, by Roy Orbison.
Isn't it by Thin Lizzy?
God damn. Okay.
Oh, God damn, Bob.
Okay.
Black Betty.
I got you. Okay. This would be a...
excuse me.
Got it. Got the wild card.
I thought you were going to give us a choice.
We're good to go.
No, it's not. I know when it comes to music, this is a dictatorship. And I can only hope for the best.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, I like Run DMC. Mary, Mary.
Mary, Mary, why you bug?
Why are you looking at me like that, Mike?
I can't hide my disappointment.
Come on now.
Mary, Mary.
It's definitely better than What a Fool Believes.
It is definitely better than What a Fool Believes.
It begs the question, though.
Where's the rhythm?
The melody. Plenty of rhythm.
All that scratching is making me
you got any? I don't know if you have it. Do you have any FDAU in there?
Any what?
FDAU.
What's that?
Face down, ass up. Kids love that.
Fadao.
That's a veto.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a veto for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is fun, though.
Oh, great fun.
Well, I like it when you play music.
This is great fun.
Why?
Like when you do those, what are those shows that you do?
Should have been there before I started working with you.
Put on another record, Don.
That's all I did was play
I was, baby.
Music.
In my car. I was in my car listening.
Okay. What will go on the phonograph next?
I'm excited. This could be a totally different genre of music that we could listen to.
Wind up the Victrola.
Okay, here we go.
Here comes another odd piece of wax.
This number 11.
You took your chatty tabs today, didn't you? Yeah, Rob ate his vitamins today.
Late night.
We're going to have to discipline. It's obvious. It's obvious. 9 minutes into the show.
Why do you even have Sultans of Swing? I can't think of a song I hate more.
This is Sultans of Suck.
Sultans of Swing. Do I play too much ELO for anybody at the beginning of the show?
No, never. You can't do that. Okay. You can't.
No, and you really don't. I mean, there even if we didn't like it, but we love it.
Okay. Well, then, this is how we roll.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fine. Amen. I'm applauding.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Searching.
Just people.
ELO spells.
Hello.
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 Not that it matters to Hillabians. But as long as we're getting opinions on this. Let's just see how the knucklehead twins check in on this. You okay with this, Yanni?
Love you, Ella.
How about your retarded brother?
Yeah, he gave me the thumbs up.
Okay.
It's up to find an argument in this conflict.
Unanimous.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, bye. Nice fag letters. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Show's going to go gay, like it hasn't already.
Yeah.
Show's going to go gay. Countdown to gay. How much is left in this song? About 2.5 minutes.
Countdown to gay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
I already heard from you.
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
I know.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
And now the facade.
Just people.
Opening the door.
Ta-da!
I've been here the whole time.
He's mentally retarded.
Right.
How is? How's your nasty nothing?
That's what Tom Gavin said yesterday.
Right. How is your window licker?
He's fine. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. New and improved Joker product. And all the ships at sea. Don't blame them. Blame the system.
Yes.
Don Geronimo.
Right.
And Mike O'Mara.
That is a good point.
It's kind of a generic, don't blame us, blame the system.
Right.
Fight the power. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody. On this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
05-10-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz is not retarded. This song is by ELO, Sweet Lovin' Woman.
Great, great song by ELO.
Slow down. Sweet Talkin' Woman. Sweet Lovin' Woman. You can call us at 877-365-3636.
You don't hear it. You don't hear it on any other radio show.
You can also call us at 800-636-1067.
It's a nice orchestra.
You can also call us at 202-432-1067 if you're listening in Washington, D.C. WJFK. Let me see. We're on iTunes.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes and go to Talk Radio. About 100 episodes are up there. We're trying to update that all the time. Also on your computer, on the intranet, go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live and you'll get the stream, which today is tomatoey and chunky. And one more thing. You can email us anytime.
Please do.
But remember, you'll get a return from Yahoo, so don't be surprised.
Don't be
we went
scared.
Through that yesterday. Email us at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yeah. Sweet Talking Woman.
You did pick one that everybody could agree on in this office.
All right. The great Jeff Lynn and his crazy pubic hair head.
He was the guy that actually used to hold up the signs at sporting events.
Incidentally,
John 3:16.
Right.
Jeff Lynn from ELO.
Yes.
That's how you women should take care of yourselves.
Go wild.
That's what I'm looking for.
Go Jeff Lynn
the
wild.
The interesting thing about Jeff Lynn is not only was he a wonderful musical artist, but he would go to the games, hold up the John 3:16 sign, and then on the weekends he would have a PBS show where he taught people how to paint.
That's right.
And his hair looks like pubes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just and that's the like, way you really like it.
Oh. Let it all hang out.
I thought that you said the simple triangle, that you really didn't like unkempt. If you're talking about Jeff Lynne hair, you talk about the type of thing where you couldn't even wear a pair of bicycle shorts.
It's Lynne, not Lynde, but...
I thought it was Lynde.
It's L-Y-N-N-E.
Like a
girl's name. Right. I like a nice big full fro.
It's Paul Lynde.
That's right.
Okay. The show's just become gay. Mark the time. 3:14.
Center square.
3:14 here.
Center square, Paul Lynde.
12:14 there. Let's get to it, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm feeling goofy today.
Well, that's good.
Let's start the stupid show. Before we get to the gay stuff.
Yeah.
I do not know if you watched American Idol last night.
Yes, I did. I was very disappointed, but it was not the performances that stood out in my mind.
As I sat, I looked, I said, Scylla, sweet Scylla, I know you're a beautiful girl.
Oh.
What the freak have you done? You're beyond new and improved Joker products with that mouth, Scylla.
That was terrifying. I could not believe what she has done to her face. The Botox has not only paralyzed her, but the facelifts have gone awry.
Obviously, Kenny Rogers' doctor has found a second patient. Hello, Priscilla Presley.
Absolutely.
Yuck.
Terrifying to look at her.
Wow.
And how great to see him last night after years of being virtually a member of this show. I'm Tommy Mottola, you one-faced bitch.
Former husband of Mariah Carey, if anybody doesn't know that.
Hey, Mariah, bitch, I made you, I'll break you. Now, put on the Santa suit, sing the song, but only shoot her from the right side of the face, you one-faced bitch.
Tommy, you produced Mariah's wonderful Christmas song that Don Geronimo enjoys so much. Isn't that true?
You're goddamn right. You know why?
Why?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola.
Powerful man.
I love some of those early pictures of Tommy Mottola. Yeah. Pictures that we would have known him in that era. Wow. You know?
Do I amuse you, Mike?
Yeah, you amuse me a lot. But not as much as the Muppet face of Priscilla Presley, which was scary. And a little sad.
That's too bad.
Buzz, I know you don't watch American Idol.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I almost gave you a jingle last night because...
It was terrifying.
I mean, I had seen pictures of Scylla before.
Right.
And I know that she had had work done.
It's been getting tighter and tighter.
Why do women do that?
They pull the four turds up
in
front of Graceland. Mm. Okay, your final four.
Right.
Okay, the final four looking, in my opinion, also weaker by the week.
Like your superheroes. So they get out of the car, and it's Graceland, the place that we were kicked out of Elvis's house, and the door opens, and I mean, you gotta look in the newspaper or do a Google search, you'll find this picture, it's everywhere. She answers the door, and it's like
It was like Mask, like the Mask.
Yeah, no, really. I expected Cher to be standing there next to her going, hi, this is my son. What's that lad's name?
Oh, Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis. That's exactly who Priscilla Presley looks like now, the boy in Mask.
It is really amazing what she's done. Now, the only thing I can say is, what is it? Is it Botox or is it facelift or is it a combination of both? It could be either one. She looked as though, from her cheekbones up, that she had no ability to move her face at all.
Let's now, can you just slow down? It takes me like 1 second to push the button. I know that
He took his chatty pills today. I know he did.
Oh, you know why he did?
Yeah, because he's filled with testosterone.
Oh, yeah, we have a present
night.
For Mike.
Where is that picture?
You got the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I got it here somewhere.
Great picture.
Did I bring it in
I
with
think
me?
You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, good, good, good.
Would someone see if I left it in the office, please?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Please.
There you go.
Ponderous, man.
That's how Rob's mind works, incidentally, if you're wondering. First love, talking into an open microphone. Second love, talking into a microphone about anything that has to do with Elvis.
Right.
However, the fact that he actually has a photograph of himself with big bosom girls.
Beautiful women.
That make him appear to be a functional sexual being.
Right.
Swinging back.
Exactly. That trumps his true love, which is right here in front of us.
Yeah.
The model is, I don't know, but the brand name is Sennheiser. These are the microphones
that we're
using. These are the microphones that Rob lives for.
That's mm-hmm. right.
The Shure SM7.
It's not a Sennheiser. It's a Shure.
Did you find your picture? Sure. It's not back there.
Well, you are welcome to
It's vanished? Well, I'm not surprised because it was a stunning picture.
You saw it?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no, it's
everything you were hoping for, Mike.
Oh, great. I didn't see it.
We should put it on
the
website.
I wasn't there at the pre-meeting.
Yeah, another one is printing
Effing
even as we
traffic.
Speak.
All right. Well, we are printing another one, and we'll put it on the website.
Very good.
It's Rob.
I want to see it now. Let me see it now. I want to see the picture now.
Rob at his at his bachelorette party last night.
Yeah.
His,
where
yeah.
is it, Rob? I want to see it now. When retarded?
When would you like to see it?
Now.
Rob at his swinging donkey sex show last night at Hooters in Classic Rockville.
Wow.
Anyway, he's got proof that he actually was the host of a bikini contest.
Really?
Yeah. He's got three nice looking women with huge jugs and
fantastic
right in the middle of him. It's him, and he actually has a look on his face that
he's content.
That says, you know, hey, I'm surrounded by breasts.
Good, good, you know, good thing.
Yeah, I've only seen him that happy when he's sitting at a table with a plate of chicken and dumplings.
Usually, if it's not in front of his matzo ball soup,
the same
he's not a happy camper.
So, American Idol last night, it's hard to pick who's going to be out, but I have to think even. With her beautiful body, McPhee
don't say it.
Is out tonight.
I mean, if you base it, which America is supposed to base it on the performance, she had two sucky performances. And I love her. She's my favorite, but she was terrible. She tried to. You think Elliot's going tonight?
It's a bold pick, but I promise you it's Elliot. Yeah,
I mean, oh, I agree. That No, I'm with you. I
wish
it was. Bold. I think it's Elliot.
I wish it was, although my hatred for Chris Daugherty. Is that the guy's name now?
Yes.
Yep. Silverhair.
Daughtry.
Daughtry, excuse me. It now exceeded previous hatred. When they're doing the chat part, Buzz, keep this brief because I know you don't watch the show. So the poodle, Ryan Seacrest,
right.
is sitting there, and the rocker comes out
right.
before he sings.
The guy we talked about.
And now this is some guy who...
With his two tight suits.
You know, 8 months ago, you know, was... picking pieces of feces up at a McDonald's or something. I mean, he's cleaning up some, I don't know, he's a part-time rocker, whatever. You know, he's a nobody.
Right.
Eight months ago.
Right.
Now he's on this TV show for a couple of months.
He
sits down with Ryan Seacrest. Oh, hold on, here's the picture for you, Mike.
Look at
what
that.
What do you think of that?
There's a picture of Rob with actual girls.
And he does look like he's enjoying himself, doesn't he?
Wow, fantastic. Oh, all right. I know
Can we Can we put that on the website?
Mm-hmm. We should.
Yeah, let's put that on.
That's Amanda.
It's a good picture.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
She came in second by a hair. It was very close.
Amanda's, Amanda's helped us with our contest.
Are you looking for looking for Amanda?
No,
Amanda, Amanda hug and kiss?
Yeah.
I never met a girl like that before. Amanda.
Oh, you know who she was, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting, too.
Yes.
So,
she's the cover of the O'Mara's calendar.
Oh, well, then
that's
no
the I had to explain it. I wasn't trying to get a gratuitous plug. No, I just had to, because, you know, I mean,
I
that's how I knew.
I forgot, Mr. Liddy, we've not discussed your calendar on the air, have we?
No, but that's, you know, that's how I knew. What do you think?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
No, I figured stalking her or
no,
something
like
that?
I figured she was some of the talent, you know, that comes out to your place.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And a very nice person. And
in the back room, back where they've got, you know, the slot machines, and you know, it's like living in the age of the untouchables,
the gaming tables.
Yeah. So this guy Chris from American Idol,
you got no right to be in here.
Last night, the poodle stands there and says, "So Chris, how you doing?" And this guy, who, like I said, 8 months ago could have been cleaning up anywhere, doing any menial job,
nobody
comes out like this. His ass doesn't stink.
Oh, he does. He's reading his own press.
Strides over and he goes, "First, gotta say hi to all my fans."
Oh,
okay,
oh, no.
Dick. Okay, you super dick. I gotta say hi to my fans. Hey, are you getting a lot of response from the fans? You know, 30 million people a week watch this show. Arf, arf, arf. Huh? Yeah, I'm getting set, Ryan. I'm getting set. Junk food and cologne and, you know, hey, what do I call your fans? They call them dicks. No, I mean, they call them, you know, Chrisaholics. That's what
they all have their names like that. You know why they sent him cologne? Because they want to know what I smell like.
Yeah. And then but Ryan, the biggest thing that people want to know, the question my fans really want to know on all the websites, the answer is boxer briefs.
And then Ryan Seacrest, like, gets visibly excited.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
He really did. You know, he pretended that he wasn't, but boy, he went crazy on that. And incidentally, have you ever heard boxer briefs referred to as hybrids? Have you ever heard that?
I think
never.
I believe that was Ryan Seacrest.
It's a Seacrest thing.
In
some of the gay clubs around Los Angeles.
interjecting that unique Ryan Seacrest humor into the show.
Yes.
So anyway, the guy... I just hate him on general principle that he already thinks he's got the thing won. Uh-huh. He's up there talking about, hey,
wouldn't it be a treat? It would be a treat if he got voted off.
You know, my fans want to know what kind of underpants I'm wearing, and now I'm going to do Suspicious Minds, and I'm going to be wearing sunglasses, but not Elvis sunglasses, cool Bono sunglasses, and in the last 30 seconds, I'll take them off, and my piercing eyes will look right into the camera, and that's when you get the flames behind me. I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
So you like him?
No. I'm doing that thing with the microphone stand again.
You know, the only thing about Catherine, who is my favorite on that show,
yes,
who is still my favorite on that show,
yes,
is she, you know why she screwed up last night? She screwed up for one reason.
Why?
She tried.
She's a woman.
She tried too hard.
It's a man's world, James Brown.
She doesn't need to do anything more.
Right.
She doesn't. She got a great natural voice, but she tries to do things she can't do. She
got a great rack.
She got a great rack. I want to see her right down to the wire. I really do.
Me too.
I want to see.
I want to see her down to the wire.
Down to the underwire.
The underwire.
Yeah.
I really want to see her go through to the next round. I really, really do. And that would be if Chris Daughtry got, because he was the most egotistical of all the contestants.
Even Elliot Yamino. I just some reason I look at that guy and I think, he's the type of guy that even a pussy like me would have pushed around in high school. You know what I mean?
Right. But he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but then there's the whole
he seems like a nice guy.
Mom factor.
She's not looking well.
Mom's not well.
Mom might not last till the season finale in 2 weeks.
She just doesn't look well. He doesn't look well. At Graceland, when they had the videotape of him, he looked like he was having some sort of allergy attack. It was I like Taylor Hicks. I do. I like Taylor Hicks because Taylor Hicks is just, you know, dumb and he's singing his song.
He's everything we're looking for in an American Idol.
Yes.
He's dumb. Mm-hmm. And, well, hey, he's dumb.
But it's going to be Chris Daughtry. He's
dumb.
Going to win.
Not if, Mike, not if we immobilize the troops now.
Immobilize or mobilize
either
the
one.
Troops.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Do you mean we immobilize his troops?
No.
Or we mobilize our own troops?
Both. Both. Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book.
I was going to vote for Catherine last night, and I just didn't.
You couldn't.
And
you
now
couldn't do it.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, she wasn't up to it.
Well, I'd love to see her get through. I really would.
I now sadly feel about American Idol voting the way I do about presidential voting.
Yes.
I think.
It's not worth it.
It's not going to make a difference.
No, because there's 8,000 girls that haven't had their periods yet who are sitting there for 2 hours just texting.
You are wrong. You're wrong, Donnie. Nice
what?
And sunny. You're wrong on both counts.
What?
Your vote counts in both circumstances.
B.S.
Vote. Vote early, B.S. Vote often.
B.S.
Wouldn't it be great if we could vote for president that way?
Not if young pimply-faced kids are just sitting there for 2 hours over and over.
Chris Daughtry.
Right, yeah. Text message. My son sent me a text message today. And really, I know yesterday we were talking about Fred Flintstone.
Right.
I felt like Fred Flintstone trying to respond to this thing. Now,
I
had to pull the car off on the side of the road.
Yes.
And I'm doing the thing where it's like, okay, respond. How do I respond? Okay. Reply? No, scroll back down. Scroll down. Reply. Okay. Okay. Okay, I want to write. Hello. A, B, C.
Yeah.
D, E,
and I hate the thing where it tries to guess what word you're entering.
Yeah, I mean, it's
what
so
is
much
the purpose of text messaging? What is the purpose of it? We have email,
silent,
and we have cell phones.
It's so you can be in constant contact with those people that you need to be in constant, immediate contact with. Mm-hmm. It is a way, from what I understand, it's a way to goof on people without them knowing it.
Okay.
You've
given me a reason.
For instance, if you're sitting in a classroom and you want to write, the teacher is a dick, and send it to everybody, you can send it to everybody, and all of their phones will ring at the same time.
They'll vibrate, right?
Vibrate, yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
And the kids will all pick it up, and they'll all click back, you know, yes, he is a dick.
Right.
You know,
fun. Explain to me this BlackBerry thing. Is that text messaging with a keyboard?
No. Now, I've got one of those, and that thing is absolutely what will drive you off the edge. If you got one, do what I did. Drive over a bridge, open your window, and toss it outside. I don't care. The thing costs $500.
That's a wireless email device, correct?
What it is, Mike, everybody calls it Crackberry, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because you get to the point where, because you can get email at any time,
any
and because
place.
You can check stupid websites that you wouldn't go to if you were at home on your computer, laid up with nothing to do, but because you can do it,
because you can,
Oh, my God. It's like you've got it by your side constantly. At least my experience was you got it by your side constantly. It's like no matter what happens, whoop, hold on.
Got to check it.
I'm getting this. And I'd be in the middle of talking with
and
someone.
Don't you write with your thumbs? And how you do it?
These calluses on the end of my thumbs, seriously, are from so much texting back in, not texting, but BlackBerry, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, isn't BlackBerrying the same? Well, no, you send an email and receive email.
And with the BlackBerry, BlackBerry, it's got a very tiny, tiny actual keyboard.
Okay.
So you're not like pressing 1, 2, 3, or 4 to have the letters change. So,
right.
Isn't the nice thing about email that you get it at your convenience?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Well, I'm not exaggerating.
You threw it out the window?
One day it was my own fault. I was, driving, this was, I guess, before vacation. I was driving down the road, and the thing goes off, and I pick it up, and I see it's an email, and I start looking at it while I'm driving.
Right.
While I am driving.
Yeah.
And I look down, and then, like, you know, I start doing that thing everybody does. I'm driving with my knee while I'm responding.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, all of a sudden, it took me about 5 seconds of this to think, you know, really, hold on.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I responding
right
now
to an email to some guy who really the only reason I respond to his emails is because I can't stand talking to him on the telephone.
Mm-hmm. There it is. We don't want to do that.
And really, literally what I did was stop at an overpass and just toss it over the side.
Good for you.
The whole thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I know, and people have said to me...
Text messaging and BlackBerrying. I mean, it's just like you have a phone.
People have said to me, you're so stupid. You threw away money. You know, you could have brought it to the store. You could have traded it in for something else, gotten yourself a better phone. You could have given it to somebody else. But it's technology you threw away. Hey, it's technology that... I don't need it. Right. But I loved it when I had it.
Sure.
But why don't we spend our technology dollars with research and development on things that we can really use, like food replication, as opposed to, sending email through the air.
Jetpack.
Now you are in my way. Buzz, no.
No?
Take it up a notch. Mike's on the right track.
Right.
Food replication.
We are talking about, this is the Starship Enterprise, and I'm not talking about the Kirk one. I'm talking about the Picard one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one like Mike's talking about where you walk up and you say, Earl Grey tea. And boom,
hot.
It's there. You go say hot fudge sundae if you're Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Boom, it's there. Also, on Star Trek, you want to go somewhere?
Oh, I love this.
And the traffic really got Mike today.
Yep.
You know, you do that thing where you just stand. You go, okay, hit me with your best shot.
Right. You need the transporter.
And the next thing you know, boom, you're there. These are the things we got to work on.
That's right.
Not ways for me to be able to write back to my mother-in-law, you know, about what type of dog food I'm feeding the dogs because their stools are getting a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and sadly for me, that's not the email that pushed me over the edge, but that's really when I was really into the crackberry.
Right.
Is that the thing that Paris Hilton was doing all the time?
Yes.
Like when she'd be out at a club.
Hers got stolen, so somebody got her contact.
You know what it is? It's the excuse also to be totally antisocial. Oh, so you can sit in a club.
That's why I bought it.
And you can sit there and just be going, yeah, right.
That's why I bought it.
Like someone is 2 feet away from you,
engaging you.
And I know that I'm late to the party discussing this, but I've been fully aware of this technology. I'm talking about it right now.
Right.
But the whole thing bugs me. Text messaging. Bugs me. But yet I've been texted at times during the show when I think it's appropriate, and I'm sure you're the same way. You know,
I like it, I don't mind it. I can't do it as much as other people.
I like getting text messages. I don't like sending them.
And the crackberry,
I'm with you on that.
Drove me nuts.
I don't like getting them either.
Yeah,
because I'm still confused as how to pick them up sometimes. You know, you'll see the little alert with the 50 different icons you have on your phone, and then you'll go in there and go, "What the hell is this?" And I got one
too many
from like a Red Sox game last year, and I got it Thursday. I'm serious.
Yeah, sometimes they get held up somewhere.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I did throw the crackberry out the window.
Good for you.
You know, what can I say? I'm a retard. I just decided enough is enough.
Clié. Did you give me that? That Clié, or did I get
those
that myself?
Nice.
Yeah. No, I got that for you a long time ago.
Yeah, it sits next to me and looks at me at my desk. It just looks at me, and it's saying to me, it's actually talking to me, going, "Yeah, try to figure me out. Try to use me. Try to hook me up to your computer, moron."
That's incredible, moron. That is so long ago.
Yeah.
That was just like a way to get your messages and your address book and stuff synced up with your computer.
I carry my contacts in my iPod now, so I don't need my Clié anymore.
See, I have an iPod, but I just Rob, he's not. Why is he smoking marijuana based?
You put music in an iPod. You don't put messages that too. And addresses you
and know. Contacts and pictures and videos.
Beautiful colored pictures, movies, swirling colors,
kaleidoscope eyes. Well, I know I'm behind the times, and I ought to pay attention to it.
Well, get one, and you'll do what I did. I bet it'll drive you nuts. And
I don't want to get a black
on a motorcycle. It would. I'm pretty sure on a motorcycle it would be impossible to use a BlackBerry. So maybe that would be something that would be good for you.
I'd sure love to get something where I could listen to my iPod, you know, on the motorcycle without being discovered.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, here's my text messaging rocks. When they came out with the free phone-to-phone Verizon thing, every one of my mouth-breathing friends was calling with every retarded conversation.
Hold on. This guy is absolutely right. If you have a plan where it's free, and I know this because my daughter sometimes has said to me, I got, you know, if she, whatever her plan is, if she's out during the day, she doesn't want to call long distance or it's not in her plan, she says, I'll text you because I have free texting anywhere.
But it takes an hour and a half to write. If say she was going to write, hey, Dad, how are you? How's it going? Everything going well at work? That to me is 45 minutes to write that in a phone.
Seems like
by going A B C E G C.
No, but again, you know, she's almost 30, but she again, she's good at it.
It's technically
like,
savvy.
Right. It's like she can sit there and same with both my kids. I mean, but anyway, I threw it away.
I'm waiting for technology to get so sophisticated that we don't have to worry about all this crap.
Now this
where we don't have to go A, B, C, where we can really just kind of speak into our phones and text message.
Mike, this is, boy, oh boy, I could go on this. This is the load of crap that people our age, and I'm talking about if you're between 40 and 50, you were born when we were born. You, like me, and like Mike, who probably doesn't even realize this, we all bought in when we watched the Jetsons,
yes.
Right, hold on, and we all thought, at some point in our lifetime, we're going to have flying cars. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk into a room and we're going to say lights and we're going to say TV. And I know people will call and say these things. Do they exist
in now, prototype situation. Or perhaps some people have them in homes, but
it's rare.
You know, they're prohibitively expensive.
But I know that, like, for me, if I watch a movie like Minority Report, okay, great movie with Tom Cruise.
Great sex scene in the greenhouse.
Well, she's so hot, Mike. At Babe.
Yeah.
Ooh, is she hot when she makes him kiss her before she gives him the stuff?
She opens her mouth.
All the way.
Yeah.
Her big hairy tongue comes out. But remember, in Minority Report, you get in the car and you just say, oh, I'm tired. Take me home. And the car climbs up the side of walls. Now, I guarantee you, back in 1970, you know, we thought, oh, hell, in 30 years?
2007?
In the year 2000. I'm just talking about 1970. You would have said,
I mean, in 1970, if you had said 2006, 2007, my God, we'll have everything.
You know, and not that we've not come a long way.
We have.
But really, I think the biggest innovation is the fact that our phones are like the phones that they used on Star Trek.
Well, and cellular phone technology is. But when was cellular phone technology invented? When did that come into being? I mean, it really...
In the 80s?
A long time ago.
In the 80s. Well, I know it existed before the 80s, again, with some special, very rich people, but it trickled its way down to the rest of us. And I think, anyway, the load that you and I were handed by everybody, and we all believed it. It was a thing that we all made happen because we all kind of thought, hey, you know what? By the time that we check out, oh, man. Watch out.
Sure.
Shuttles to the moon, flying cars, walk in a room, say, do this, do this, do this. You know, what I'm really, and I think what most people are realizing now is that, you know, hell, 20 years from now, you walk into a room, most likely, you want to turn the lights on? Turn the switch on, ass.
Go the switch.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there are things that are voice recognition software, you know, where you can say, dial this number and it'll be faster, but it'll never be the way that I think we all thought it would be.
Unless there is some sort of technological renaissance where, you know, I mean, you could say the inventions and the developments of the last decade are incredible, or you could be like you and I, where you say, really, come on, how about a little something more? But then again, you know, what are we doing?
But listen,
sitting here making radio.
But there, but the stuff is out there. I mean, I'm sure people will say, and there's proof. All the stuff we're talking about, maybe not the flying cars, but all the other stuff is out there.
Mm-hmm. One of the most significant inventions in the automotive industry is those cars that follow, and they're supposed to let you know the distance between the. Well, I heard about those, and I think they might be available in a few dealerships with certain cars, but they never went beyond that. It just kind of sits there, and it sits there in Detroit or in Japan, and it never goes anywhere.
Didn't you think someday that there would be like the sensors on the road where you would be able to just get in your car? And you know.
Most definitely. And I think that at some point the technology was there, but I think it got buried because a lot of this stuff, as far as big automakers, I believe it gets buried because it's too expensive.
Well, it's there. It's out there now. I know it's there now. Yes. It's just not there for regular people. It's not there.
It's not real common.
It's not there for us, and it's not going to be there, you know, in your lifetime and my lifetime.
Small. I feel very small right now because I'm speaking about things I know so little about. And I have opinions, but I feel as though one of the things I wanted to say was that any technological advance, if it's not going to make a tremendous amount of money, I believe gets shelved.
Yeah.
But I don't really know that, but I think that's the way it works.
I would think.
I think that it's the way it works in Silicon Valley. When
Where's
they sit down,
my
they go,
flying car?
Yeah, I mean, the flying car, prohibitively expensive to mass produce.
Right.
And I think they go, that's it, bye-bye, it's over, good night.
Can't Where's my replicator?
Mm-hmm.
The food replicator. I think somehow there are people experimenting with that.
Just now, 2006? We've come out with high-def DVDs?
Right. Yeah, isn't that odd? They're just now arriving.
Oh, Goodfellas just came out.
Yeah.
On high-def DVD?
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's like four movies that are available in the format.
That's all.
The Last Samurai, please, sucks. Goodfellas, which is great.
Do you need a high-def DVD player? Or I thought players...
No, bingo. You need a high-def DVD player.
A new kind of DVD player?
I thought
a DVD player was high-def.
No.
Everybody thought that.
Depends how many lines of resolution you want.
See, that's what it's all about.
Right.
That's why we're all small. That's why we're the little ants in the anthill. Because you know what? We're all victims. This is all just...
Oh, dear.
A new PlayStation
point.
That's going to come out at Christmas time. F them all. Tear it down, man. Tear the system down.
My point is that things are just moving too slow.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be moving faster.
And I'm trying to tell you why they're moving too slow. They're moving too slow because the man is making sure it goes slow because we got to pay for everything. It's not for the common good, man. That's the way it's got to be.
Right, dude. Okay.
Bring the communists back to power, man.
Okay.
Everybody works for the state. Then we'd have all the... we'd have to stand in line for toilet paper. We'd have all the inventions we needed.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
I should not caffeine up before the show.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Jeez.
You're on the air. It's the first call of a new show, of a new day, of
Bill
the rest
Gates
of our
calling.
Life.
Yes.
Yes, hello.
His Honor the Mayor got hurt when you tossed him over the overpass.
You know, we're having a pretty interesting discussion here, and suddenly Lord of the Tards calls
Hold
in.
Hold on. Let's give him just one more chance.
Yeah.
Because this really his cell was breaking up. What did you say?
I was wondering if His Honor the Mayor for life got hurt when you threw him over the overpass.
I know it's 2 days in a row the crickets. I can't help myself.
Man, that's the way it's got to be.
Right.
Bring the communists back to power, man.
Okay. Now we'll listen to
Everybody
him.
Works for the
now we'll listen to him listen to himself. And see what his reaction is.
We'd have all the inventions we needed. Hello. Hello there. I should not caffeine up before the show. Hello.
Boy, you said that a long time ago. People are just hearing that now.
Wow.
We are talking. Oh, he gave up. He gave up.
He didn't have the patience. Actually, he didn't know it was coming.
He's that dumb. We are time traveling right now.
Yeah.
That is technology we should embrace. What we are saying, Mike, is not being heard for up to 35 seconds across the country.
We're in the future.
Because they do not trust us. They think that we will say a bad word, like a three-letter word for a woman's beautiful breast, or a four-letter derogatory word for a beautiful part of the female body.
That's right.
Well, you're beyond the average person your age as far as gadgets. You stay pretty up on technology, don't you?
I try, but I really...
You got that little thingy you use that's like a notebook, a handwritten notebook, but it's not. It's electronic.
It's by Hewlett-Packard, Mike. It's a beautiful mini computer. What it does is, I love it.
Use that more than anything I've ever seen you use.
It's look at it. It's a tablet, is what it is, and you write on it with this pen that's got the little tip on it, mm-hmm. and it learns your handwriting. And rather than write myself 8,000 goddamn notes a day, I just leave the computer on all day, right. and it actually
makes
see,
it unique.
See, look at that.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's
what do you mean cool. It recognizes your handwriting? You mean you don't write in there? I mean, I, when you say it recognizes it.
What I mean is that it has technology in it that I have good handwriting to begin with, right. but if you have bad handwriting,
right.
if you give it long enough, it learns your handwriting.
It'll figure out your letters. It'll go, oh, that's an M.
And it'll like make it more legible?
Right. Yes. Now, right. now in my
I didn't
case,
know it did that.
Cool. In my case, the bonus for me is that I already have spectacular handwriting. Uh-huh. If I wasn't a DJ, I could be a guy who wrote
a calligraphist.
Was
it a calligrapher or a calligraphist?
The talk balloons in cartoons.
Yeah. Right. Well, of course.
An animator.
I got good handwriting.
Wow.
See? So it worked good for me. Well, here you go. I tell you what. Now don't F it up.
Okay.
Just go to the very bottom of the page where it says close.
And write Don a message.
And just write whatever you want. Hold on a second. Don't break it. Don't press hard.
Okay.
Don't press hard. Just write down on the bottom.
All right.
Is it working for you?
Uh-huh.
Are you writing something?
Wow, and he's left-handed, too. Well, I didn't know if it would recognize a left-handed person's writing.
Sure.
When it's used to your writing.
Sure. Well, he's really writing something.
Yeah. Well, he has a lot to say to you, Don.
All right.
Okay.
This is what you should say at the close today.
Okay. Mike's just written the close. Got the pen back.
Here's
Thank
the
you.
Pen. Yeah.
The Was magic that? Pen.
Thanks, Mike, for another great job. You see, the beauty of this, do you see the icon right up here on top uh-huh. that looks like the big eraser?
Oh. Yeah.
Watch. See this?
Right.
Watch that. La, la, la.
Oh, and it just goes away.
That's wow. right. Like you never wrote it. And now I'll write one to you.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
This is neat.
Yeah, it is a cool invention.
But nobody's replicating food. We don't have a machine that does that.
No, can't do that. No transporters. No flying cars.
Seriously, I mean, the microwave. When was that? When was the microwave invented?
Well, that's like been around for.
It's been around for a million years.
So, you know, I just scribbled that. I didn't have time to write that, right. but I bet you can read what I wrote you.
Okay. Mike, : thanks for being sober today. You're welcome. No need to erase that. I'll take my props where I can get them. I feel good today.
Okay.
That's why we can have this discussion. If it was a normal day, I'm not. I'm just going, what are you talking about?
So let me just
You're
talk.
You're troubling me.
But today, caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Erase that out, and oh, my goodness, we should really take a break. But first, a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Right. Howdy.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
You are on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
God damn, is technology really making us lazy? Did you hear what Mike said?
What did I say?
He doesn't want to text a message. He wants to talk into the phone and have it text somebody.
You
just
can do that.
Call somebody.
Now, hold on a second. That's what I'm saying. My point is why I wasn't doing that because I'm lazy. I'm saying if you want to text somebody, to me, it's an added step that you don't need to take.
Unless right. you don't want to talk to the person. I mean, I'm just being devil's advocate. If you didn't, like, for instance, okay, I'll say the name. Michael Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
He is the sole reason that I threw away my BlackBerry.
Ah.
He is the sole reason. It's like, how many emails can I get from the guy? You know.
Well, he loves his, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he always
he
on that thing?
I was like, you know, dear Don, you know, had a successful number two this morning. You know, see you at work,
and
Michael.
I hate it when he texts the picture. It's always very frustrating.
Really not necessary.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Don and Mike, Howdy. How you guys doing?
Oh, very well,
hey,
thank you.
With the tards that you guys get, they call your show, do you actually want some of these people flying above your heads in automobiles?
Yes, sir. Now, listen, I'm telling you that they said the same thing way back in the Gold Rush days when people were just on horses. They said, mm-hmm. if we ever get the horseless carriage,
mm-hmm.
do we want these people? Do we want these cowpokes? Right. So, yes, there's always been stupid people.
If they're flying above you, they're not cutting you off in front of you.
Yeah, that's true.
But as far as flying cars, I mean, there's nothing close to that right now. You remember the jetpacks, 1969 Super Bowl. Where are they?
1966 Super Bowl.
66? It was that far back?
Wow.
The very first Super Bowl.
But what happened to that?
Found him.
I mean, how cool would that be?
What's the fun in that, though?
What, a jetpack?
I mean, I get the fun in that, but as I recall from the first Super Bowl when they had the guys with the jetpacks, they just went up and they were in the air like for 5 seconds, and they came back down.
Exactly. Right. They never got beyond that, and it needed an incredible amount of fuel to do that.
Make it so you could take it to the grocery store.
Yeah, or home on a commute.
You know what we've come
How
up with?
How fun would that be? Seriously.
You know what we've come up with? Yeah. And again, why we are the disappointed generation. That should be the name for us. The Segway.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The friggin' Segway.
It's like moving backwards.
It
you know,
is.
You know what that is?
You know what that is? It's a chariot.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's a rascal. It's a stand-up rascal.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. If you're just too freaking lazy to walk.
You mentioned stepping backwards. Transportation-wise in this country, yeah. And I hate saying wise, but as far as transportation is concerned, we have moved backwards.
We have.
Where else besides the airport do you see the moving sidewalks?
Right.
Yeah, there should be more.
Is that a bonus?
That's cool.
That's a bonus.
When they work?
And is it a pisser? When it's just like on the road, and people should know the left-hand lane is for those who want to walk, because maybe we're trying to catch a plane, and the right-hand lane is where if you want to stand there and pick your ass.
Stand on the right, walk on the left.
I would assume in D.C. it's like it is around the rest of the country. What are they doing to improve transportation? They're adding lanes. That's it. That's it, people. That's all that we're doing here. We're adding lanes.
So there's that.
That takes...
Outside of just gutting the place... What else would you do, though?
I would try to figure out alternative forms of transportation. I mean,
let's get the flying cars up there right away.
No, for example, in Vegas, it's a disaster, the way I understand it. But the monorail in Vegas is something where, mass transit, that type of thing.
Okay. I tell you what, I'll start max transiting to work as soon as you do. Okay.
Well, we can't. We can't because,
sure you could.
It doesn't exist.
You could satellite commute if you wanted to. You could drive your car to a...
Once you're in your car.
To a location and then metro it in and from metro...
You know what? You're mentioning that, but with the new digs that we're going to have, depending on where the location is, that might be something I would give a shot to. It might be faster. Don't you think it might be faster?
You would take public transportation to work.
In a minute. In a minute, if I could do so,
I'd pay
more efficiently.
Would it be a bus? Got it.
No,
a bus.
No.
Are you talking about the subway?
Subway.
The metro?
No, not a bus. No.
But still, even you on the metro. Oh, that's what we call the subway here in D.C., the metro.
Reading the paper.
When I go downtown, I take the metro all the time.
Yeah, but you're talking about making it an everyday experience, touching elbows, smelling feet.
No, I like my freedom, but what I'm going to do is see what that commute is like, and if that commute is affected, but, I know our system. I know our subway system here. It's ridiculous.
Not
it's
enough.
Ludicrous.
That's right. Well,
because you got to go all the way in and then all the way back out again.
This is like when you got on your kick about the environment.
Well, I would have, bought a hybrid, but they all look like pussy cars.
Hopefully that
and
will
also,
change.
And also,
well
someone
said.
Told me
well
that hybrids do not save you that much money when you're talking about the cost of hybrids.
Who told
you
that?
I read a newspaper article.
They cost about $4,000 more than an average car does.
Right.
And those savings are not made up in the, if you compare them to a similar car in its class.
Depending on the car.
All I'm saying is for a while you were coming in and saying the environment.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Well, you can.
Well, you know what?
You can buy a car that gets high mileage and low emissions.
No, you can ride a vehicle that doesn't, put as much emissions into the atmosphere and ride it to work 4 days a week.
Except when it rains.
Except when it rains. Mm-hmm. And, seriously, I rode my motorcycle to work four times
this
week.
So you ride your motorcycle.
I am saving the environment.
Yeah.
You are in such denial. It's funny.
No, but that is part of the reason is the gas issue. Is I like the fact that I'm saving money on gas. That's one of the reasons I ride the motorcycle.
Okay.
Because the novelty has worn off as far as like really having the fun part of it.
No, come on.
No, really, seriously. Oh, I'd ride a couple times a week because I love it.
So
a day like this, I would ride any circumstance.
But on a cloudy day,
cold day,
on a cloudy cold day, you're only riding your motorcycle in because. You want to save the environment?
No, I want to save the money on gas and save mileage on my car. Yeah. That's one of the reasons.
Okay.
Cool.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but no, as far as saving the environment, no, I could lie and say that was the reason. But I am aware of the whole gas thing, and it is kind of a kick that, when I fill my motorcycle up, it costs me $6, $7 as opposed to $75 with a big giant SV. I haven't taken my copter in months, though. That stays in the backyard.
Good for you.
Because I'm saving the environment.
That's why I told you, keep the helipad. Let her have everything else.
Exactly.
I said, Mike, let her have the pool. Keep the helipad.
Yeah, well, it just sits there and rusts. But I think, really, if I, you know, put a little 3-in-1 oil on the blades, it'll be thinking to work all right.
One call, and then we got to hit a break, or Rob's head's going to explode. It's almost worth not hitting the break just to see his head explode.
Yes, this is true. Look at the veins throbbing.
Just to see all the goo come out.
Mm-hmm.
And check out the picture page on our website.
Yeah.
Right on the front page. Is it up there yet, Buzz?
We got
it up there.
It's a great
picture. A picture of Rob with the big bosom of women last night.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Ahoy, radio guys.
Ahoy, what's up?
I was on the internet like a week ago, and I heard that Miller's coming out with a self-cooling beer can. That'll get your beer down in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, now, don't say
self what?
Self-cooling beer can.
Self-cooling beer can.
Now there's progress.
There you go, Mike.
What else do we need?
It's fantastic.
You can have that when you're taking the subway to work every day. Have a can of self-cooling beer.
I'm worried. I do think about the new commute. I think about it every day. I really do. Because of that nasty road that we always used to be able to avoid. That super 800 lane.
Oh, you mean
death
you mean
fest.
The friendly confines of I-270 north and south?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it'll actually be very little time on the. I'm thinking about the Beltway.
The Beltway,
and so there will it'll be minimal time on the Beltway.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just enough to hit that major blocking point.
But it won't bother you because you'll be in your tiny little energy efficient car.
That might just happen. No, I really looked at them, Don. I really did.
I know.
They were so sucky.
I know.
They were all, and you know what? And I've also looked at the people that drive them too. And they're all here.
Hold on.
They're all
hold
over
on.
Here because it's Fairfax County.
Hold
you
on.
See a million of them now.
No,
those
they're
little
everywhere.
Bugs. Those,
they're everywhere.
Those Priuses.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
And you just see, I don't know. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Just couldn't make it on time.
I don't know. I think I'm getting, I looked the last time at the Escalade. Maybe 9 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about that.
You're doing a little worse than I am.
Pretty good purchase.
I might be 11.
Pretty good purchase.
11 miles to the gallon.
Feeling good about it.
Pretty good. I'll tell you this, though. Having it in the garage 6 days out of seven.
Uh-huh.
Mm. All I'm doing is adding to the resale value.
That's right.
Adding to the resale value.
Exactly.
Friend.
I'm actually growing sugar cane in my backyard now, and I'm going to turn that into a fuel, just like Brazil.
My plan is a la Kevin Costner in Waterworld.
Yes?
I will power my car with my own urine.
Cool.
Eventually.
Why not?
An unlimited supply.
You'll never run out?
I've never run out thus far, Buzz.
And then the circle of life comes full circle because you'll have beer drinkers that'll get the best gas economy.
Oh, I'm getting a text message. Take a break, you big ass. Okay, we'll be right back. It's from Rob. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.